Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think she is. Jamie is with us. You're at the office. You're home. Where are you?
I'm in my car right now.
Okay.
I was at an interview that I'm super excited. I don't know when the piece is going to air quite yet. It's going to be probably a couple of weeks. But this woman who is just delightful, who has helped connect students of color to black colleges and universities for the last 20 years, and just the success stories and amazing attitude she has, her passion to make sure that young black students get educated to improve their GPA, and she's fantastic, and we're featuring her for an upcoming series, and it was a lovely conversation, but now I'm sitting in my car talking to you.
That's great, because we just were talking about Minneapolis and the crime numbers and the multiple reasons why, including the fact that this state, your home state, on a regular basis has the worst disparity educational numbers between whites and people of color and opportunities. And yes, there's a criminal element and there's a police part of the conversation which needs to have. There's also just the unfair nature of what the hell happens that you and I were born in different positions than so many other people.
Let me tell you something she said to me that really, really hit home for me. She said to me, the majority of these students, like more than 90% of the students that she starts mentoring and helping guide to college, she said they do not love themselves, and no one has ever told them that they believe in them until she shows up. And the minute she starts filling them up with some love and saying she believes in them, she watches as their eyes light up and they start feeling like they're worth something. And once you know you're worth something, you know that you can start, you want to do more. You want to, because you love yourself, you want to do more for yourself. You want to better yourself. She's also a big believer in
fantastic.
Connecting to her pet. Yeah, she's I left thinking, what do I need to do today to be a better human being? Because she's amazing.
We need those folks out there. So we'll look forward to that. What do you, next week or so, or what do you think?
I don't know, because here's the deal, Chad. So we want to, we want to connect to some of the students who have gone on to do very successful things, which requires setting up some Zooms because, one's a professor at Duke now, and one's, they're just all amazing. They're all across the country. So we're going to have to, piece that together. And then on top of that, I have recently found out that I will be reporting from the Super Bowl. So I am leaving later this week to fly to Tampa because we start turning stories. We have to start shooting and editing and writing and doing all that ahead of time. So I actually leave tomorrow to start working on things Thursday.
Nice. Your network has the Super Bowl. This would be great for you. Is this your second?
Third. It's my third.
I did
San Francisco, Minneapolis, and now Tampa.
It's funny. I didn't even count Minneapolis because it's like I saw you and you were just like home, so I just viewed that differently, but you're right.
Yeah. Well, I was I was there to cover the Super Bowl.
You weren't there just to come on the show live? I mean, I really thought that was it.
No, we did take a great picture that trip, though. I like that outfit, I think, if we can find that somewhere.
we have that somewhere. How about this? Dan Cook, next Tuesday, when Jamie comes on, and since you're the Super Bowl, maybe we'll have you on a couple times. We'll have to post that picture again. We were downstairs in the Cambria Gallery. Yeah, it is a very good picture. We had on your colleague, Jim Nance, because he's in the CBS family. So we ended up recording an interview with Jim. We'll give a little secret here because next week we have Let's Kick Hunger. Let's Kick Hunger with Second Harvest Heartland and Wayne Kostrowski.
Excellent.
Raises so much money
for
families.
You actually just reminded me. I got to call Wayne today. If Wayne's listening, Wayne, you're on my list.
Well, trust me, he'll be persistent. He will call you. You know that. Speaking of a great person, Wayne is a great, great person. So it was a Zoom call with Jim. He was outstanding. We were told we had to get out at 3:15. Dan, what did he? He wouldn't stop talking. He was with us for like 7-8 extra minutes when his assistant said, has to be out at 3:15. So he comes on. We've never met before. What do you think he said when he came on the Zoom call?
I don't know. What did he say?
Hello, friends. I mean, his expression.
Duh.
And it really wasn't ironic. I mean, it was just that's what he says.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes. How many times a day do we think Jim says, hello, friends? I mean,
a million. I guess that's why I was like, oh, well, is it something different?
No. No, and he was outstanding. By the way, this will take you back to Let's Kick Hunger. When maybe is this the picture you're alluding to? I was thinking the picture you're alluding to with Super Bowl is when you came back in the gallery. But you remember when you came out to the mall, Let's Kick Hunger. It was so kind of
when
you.
When you had me do the what was that? Some habanero.
The world's. I think it was like advertised as the world's spiciest pepper, and you were like,
"You had me drink chocolate milk."
I think someone else recommended that, but I do remember you saying, "I can handle any spicy pepper." Come on, bring it on! And like the first 10 seconds, you were good. The next 30 seconds, I mean, the shades of color. That was changing in your face.
It went from red to green, too, because it was gross after the chocolate milk situation.
Yes, it was great. I got a bunch more for you. Can you hang on through a break?
I can, yeah. I'm just sitting in my car hanging out with you.
Fantastic. Jamie Yuccas, she is gold for us on the radio. She is with us. Check her out at CBS News. We'll be back with Jamie in a matter of moments on CCO. Jamie is with us. Jamie Yuccas here on CCO. One more text on your previous interview we were talking about. And somebody helping out sounded like just a wonderful person. Here's a text. Hi, Chad. I was teaching at Cooper Senior High. I should stop right there. Cooper's my arch rival to Armstrong, but because the story is relevant, I'll keep going. There was a minority student that was a type A personality. He wanted to own a restaurant. The white female counsel were steering him into VOTEC to become a cook. Few cooks run restaurants. I hooked him up with another student to look at Stout State and their hospitality management major. I believe his ethnic background prompted the counselor to steer him to a lesser program. I saw several other examples just like this one. That's horrible. And
oh my God.
I'm sure that happens too much. And those are fireable decisions.
I know, but I just think it's gone on so long that we have to share these stories and talk about this kind of stuff if things are going to change, you know, that I think people just don't even realize sometimes what has been happening for far too long.
I agree. On to a couple lesser items. Can I share your text from yesterday? Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
When you said...
What did I text you? you.
You said you had put down a lucrative offer on Sly Stallone's house, and the asking price is $130,000.
Oh, gosh. You just gave me a heart attack. I was like, this is silly, but I thought there was something else about to transpire.
No. By the way, the asking price, Sly, we're all close. Sly's house, $130 million.
You want to go in on it with me?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm in for...
Get Carla and the kids. We'll get Dan there, Adam.
I'd rent a room for sure. Are you kidding?
I'll stay there. I mean, I'll be one of your guests when you buy it. You think you're just having a normal open house and you can just swing over anytime you want?
I'm lucky I have like $130 in my bank account, much less $130 million to buy Sly Stone.
$130 million. That's just, I need to see it.
It's ridiculous.
How is that possible?
I guess, does he think just because his name's on it, people are going to want to buy it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I would be curious to see what he has there that amounts to $130 million. I mean, how many Rocky statues do you get with this?
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering.
So, in California.
Is he Rambo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are we up to now, Dan? Do we have 5 Rambos?
Is it that many?
Maybe.
4 or 5. It's somewhere in there.
4 or 5. We had what? Do we have, when we count all the Rockies, are we at about 8?
If you call the 2 Creed movies, sure. Creed? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's worked out well for Sylvester.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, very short. At a number of Wolves games it worked. He's, I'd say he's 5'5", Jamie.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm taller than Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, you are 100%. That was one of the things I would do. I would do it, or Jim Peterson would, when we'd be out there in L.A. Well, Jim, if we get back to normal, he still would. Because they would let us, you know, call the game courtside. And so many individuals would sit there. And so we'd walk by him on height. Cruz, about the same height. But the Hollywood stereotype of shorter individuals lives up to it. Do you buy... biggest celebrity... Well, you interviewed Jane Fonda. You had a great interview with Jane Fonda. Now, to me, Jane seems like she'd be about like 5'8". Am I right?
She and I are... Well, yeah, she and I were about the same height, and she was, you know, she's thinner than I am. She's got the workout videos, you know, foundation. And, but yeah, we were about the same height. We were looking in each other's eyes.
Golden Globes honoring her this year with their greatest honor.
I saw that. I have her phone number. Should I call her and see if she wants to participate in this conversation?
God, if we could get Jane Fonda sometime, that would be fantastic. Dan,
is that
okay with you?
She's got an Atlanta number.
I think Jamie just wanted to mention that she has Jane Fonda's number. I don't think she has any intention of trying to book this for us.
Yeah. Well, I was also mentioning I'd walk by stars. So, I mean, it was a la-di-da fest there very briefly. Okay.
As long as you admit it.
Yes. Yes. So the Atlanta number is still from her days when she was married to Ted.
I'm assuming, right?
Gotta be, right? How?
You know why I have
seems
it?
Like we... It seems like we should be able to switch our phone numbers easier
than we do.
And people know, you know, like, I mean, I know you've changed it a few times and you've sent out texts. But, I mean, some people could live in Minneapolis for the first 14 years of their life and they're now 55 and they still have that Minneapolis phone number.
Yeah, I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
I made some poor life choices and didn't want certain people to have my old phone number. So
it's probably a good call. That's, I understand that. So your state, like others, pulling back on some of the restrictions. The statewide stay at home in California is over. Now it's a county by county situation. How will that affect you?
You know, Chad, it's interesting because I think we are allowed to get our hair cut again. Okay. And I think we can do some outdoor dining. However, we're in the midst of this like really awful cold snap, which I know I don't need anybody, complaining to me, but it's a high of 52 today. That means, you know, once the sun goes down, it's in the 40s and it's supposed to rain tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So, things can open back up very slowly. There's no indoor gyms are still not open. I think, there's still a lot of restrictions. But primarily, I think it's the outdoor dining and being able to get a haircut, which, you know, the restaurants are saying they were a lot of places were just on the brink. So I think bringing back the outdoor dining will be helpful. But now the weather's not cooperating. So we'll have to see how that works.
Well, and we were talking about this in the first hour. There's so much COVID news out there. We have some of these variants like Minnesota, first Brazilian variant.
I saw that.
Yeah. The one that everybody seems to be most concerned about is the one from South Africa. And that California is among five or six states where they're pulling back the restrictions. And a lot of us, let's be honest, almost all of us want whatever the new normal is back. And I get the pressure that politicians are getting, and I get the desire I want to have to do things.
Right.
I just wonder right now when we're getting news, the variants and the concern about whether the vaccines apply, if this is the right time to pull these restrictions back, even though we all want to do normal things.
It's hard to know. I just, you know, if I'm honest about this, I think you guys in Minnesota have followed data and science. I think out here, you know, there's had to be such widespread shutdown, but then you force people in some ways to then do things like get together in backyards or, you know, I know a couple people who got COVID because they traveled to their, you know, family's guest house and they all thought they were being safe, but, you know, they, one person had it and they ate outside and shared utensils and whatever. And three people ended up with COVID. You know, it's like, I think, you've kind of, with having so much shutdown, I think people are just doing things behind closed doors, you know, and then you have you're not tracking anything. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yes.
Which is scary too. Cause you know, I mean, I know plenty of people in the hair industry that have been doing haircuts in color in the backyard or the guest house or whatever out here, you know, and then it's, I don't know. Then you're not tracking where the cases are coming from or how they're spreading. I don't know, but it's just all a mess.
It is a mess, and Dan was making a good point yesterday. I think what a lot of us have all wanted is the feeling, okay, here's the finish line. Here's the end date. I'll grind my way through. Some of it will be extraordinarily hard. Some will be just cumbersome. I don't think we have any idea when the end date is. We just don't.
Well, it's funny you say that. I have a friend whose son called me. And I think she didn't know how to answer, so she had her 10-year-old call me. And Jackson says to me, "When does COVID end?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, what do you mean, buddy? I don't know." And he's like, "Well, like, do you think by like, you know, like June 15th? Like, he wants a date, you know?
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Like, it's all over June 15th. We can go back." And I'm like, "No, but I don't really have an answer for you." And he's like, "Why can't anybody give me an answer?" And it's like, you know, that's what I love about kids is they ask the greatest questions and they're so black and white about it. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. And that is frustrating. You are right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you.
Another log on the fire tonight since it's going to be in the 40s.
You guys. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know what to do with myself. I have to fly to Florida to warm up.
Yes, exactly. All right, travel safe. We'll talk to you multiple times next week.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Jamie from California headed to Tampa for the Super Bowl, so we'll definitely check in with Jamie multiple times next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.